Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June the 3rd. I am Dan Campos. Twitter launched its subscription plan called Twitter Blue, which provides the ability to undo a just sent tweet and access to new themes and bookmarks, with additional features coming alongside the US rollout. It is available in Canada for $3.49 and Australia for $4.49, and will be released in the United States later in the year. WhatsApp confirmed that it will support multiple devices, starting with the public beta that is coming in the coming months, allowing users to access their accounts from up to 4 linked devices. New features like the View Once, which allows users to send content that disappears after it has been viewed, and Disappearing Mode, which will let you turn on disappearing messages across all chat threads, were also officially announced in an interview with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and WhatsApp head Will Cathcart. Researchers from security firm Sophos detected a new ransomware called Epsilon Red in an investigation of an attack on a US-based company in the hospitality sector. Because the point of entry for the ransomware is an unpatched Microsoft Exchange server vulnerable to proxy logon, the security firm Sophos recommends that administrators update all servers to the most recent patch versions of Microsoft Exchange server as soon as possible to mitigate an attack. According to the FBI, the cyber attack that held some operations at the world's biggest meat processor this week was the work of R-Evil, impacting JBS Foods' multiple production plants, including facilities located in the United States, Australia, and Canada. R-Evil and its affiliates account for about 4% of attacks on the public and private sectors. On Wednesday, officials from the New York City Metropolitan Transportation Authority confirmed to Gizmodo that someone had exploited the pool security flaw to worm their way into the MTA's network, but that the hackers had apparently stopped short of stealing any data. In a statement, the agency declared that three of its systems had been impacted by the attack, but did not elaborate on which systems they were or explain what that meant. Fujifilm has been forced to shut down parts of its global network after falling victim to a suspected ransomware attack. The company posted a statement to its website where it says that it's currently carrying out an investigation into possible unauthorized access to a server from outside the company. Norton LiveLock will roll out a built-in miner that will enable users to mine for Ethereum. This will be available to select participants in its early adopter programs today, and intends to make Norton Crypto available to all customers in the coming weeks. Amazon is adding a new feature for Halo, its fitness tracker and app, called Movement, which measures how a person moves, identifies areas of improvement, and offers up curated exercises. Users will have to record themselves performing various exercises using their phone's camera. With that information, the app will offer routines based on the user's specific problem areas that will improve exercise form and mobility. There are a total of 35 possible corrective exercises, and the program was designed by physical therapist and author Dr. Kelly Starrett. The American Heart Association says devices with Apple MagSafe technology can cause interference when they are placed near cardiac devices such as pacemakers. The researchers from the AHA say their findings highlight the importance of public awareness regarding an interaction between cardiac implantable electronic devices and a recently released model with magnetic charging capabilities. NASA will send two new robotic missions to Venus, with both missions costing up to $1 billion. This will be NASA's first visit to the planet since the early 1990s, and they are expected to launch by the end of the decade. Virgin Galactic announced a new contract for human-tenned research aboard its suborbital space BSS unit, where Kelly Gerardi, a researcher and science communicator, will conduct two experiments during an upcoming flight. Virgin Galactic recently launched its first successful test flight from New Mexico and plans to complete its test campaign during this year, according to the Vice President of Government Affairs for Virgin, Sirisha Bandla. Roku expanded its programming for its free content hub, the Roku Channel, launching today its own weekly entertainment program called Roku Recommends. The show will highlight the top 5 titles for viewers to stream during the week and will run only on Roku, with new episodes every Thursday hosted by AfterBuzz TV co-founder Maria Menounos and former NFL players Andrew Hawk Hawkins. Facebook is giving creators more control over the use of their images by rolling out an inside tab in the Rights Manager that includes stats for matched images, such as how well images are performing and the demographics of viewers. It also includes protection insights that reflects how often images are blocked or restricted. Apple CEO Tim Cook sent out an email to employees asking them to return to the office starting in September, according to The Verge and Bloomberg. Tim Cook said most people will be expected to come on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at a minimum, with the option to work from home on Wednesdays and Fridays. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super spicy day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.